leading the news, terrorists have killed more than 140 people and injured scores of others in an attack on a university in Kenya. Armed militants from the Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab stormed the campus of the Garissa University in the country's northeast, targeting Christians.
I want now to confirm to Kenya that the operation has ended successfully. All the terrorists were killed. The four terrorists were killed.
There's been a breakthrough in marathon talks to reach a deal on Iran's nuclear program. After a week of intense negotiations, Iran and six world powers have agreed to a framework for a final deal. US President Barack Obama says if implemented, the deal will prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. Recovery teams have found the second black box at the site of the Germanwings plane crash in the French Alps. Earlier, German prosecutors revealed a computer seized from the home of the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, showed he had researched suicide and the security of cockpit doors in the week before the crash. Authorities say there could be more arrests as part of an investigation into the killing of scores of greyhounds in southeast Queensland. 55 dog carcasses were found dumped in bushland near Bundaberg. A 64-year-old female greyhound trainer and a 71-year-old man were arrested after a raid on a property yesterday.